Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. President Biden says all adults in the U.S. will be able to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine later this month. But some people who should have been able to get the shot a long time ago ran into weeks of difficulty due to a distinction the CDC made between nursing homes and independent senior living facilities. WHYY's Alan Yu explains.
Retired nurse Marie Schaefer will be 70 soon. She broke both hips, her neck and her back, so she could not take care of a house by herself. In 2019, she moved into Ivy Creek, an independent retirement living facility in Glen Mills, Delaware County, meant for seniors like herself, unable to drive and care for a house, but not in need of around-the-clock medical care. She thought she and her fellow residents would be able to get a vaccine clinic on site. Most of them are 70 or older. Many have other high-risk medical conditions.
Here we are, a group of people that will have more difficulty recovering from the virus than other people, and we're just being ignored.
The facility's managers tried to get a COVID-19 vaccine clinic by involving local government and pharmacies that were supposed to vaccinate high-risk groups. The problem is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not include independent senior living facilities in their program with pharmacy chains. Similar facilities across the country have had the same issue. It took a while, but there is good news for Schaefer and her neighbors. Many of them got their first vaccine doses in March. They're scheduled for their second shots in April. Alan Yu, WHYY News.